Hello, everybody. Dear Bhante, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. And Lukasz, are you ready?
Even
though maybe it's on. Dobre. So we can start. I will read the chat. There is one message. Okay. It's good now, yes, Lukasz, because you have written, you can't hear.
Ano, je to dobre. Už je to dobre.
Okay. Okay, so we have the last question and answer session. And we already have some yogis leaving today, so I think I will start with the report, if I may, Bhante. Already started yesterday after the question, and it got stronger during the Dhamma talk, actually. And after the Dhamma talk, it was the most intense. And the whole body feeling very warm. And of course, we have a hot weather here, but this was really coming inside. But it was very even and very, it was not hot, it was just warm. And just like when you do some work or go for some walk, or when you need a clay or a plasticine, so you make it warm. So the whole body was feeling warm, but very peaceful, very calm. And then the buzzing or the emotions were very dominant, but very subtle. But they were coming like from the center of the being through the whole body, but rather I would say through the whole mind. But of course, I could perceive it like mixed together with the body. Very strong, actually, during the Dhamma talk. And after the Dhamma talk, I went for meditation directly because it was so strong, and the body was just like the whole hour, it was not moving even 1 millimeter. It was just like a corpse, just like a dead body, completely just like asleep. And like to this the palpitations or the vibrations, and still, it was possible to observe of like concentration, sometimes a little bit more sleepiness than more alertness. Sometimes attention was shifting slightly, like checking what is actually going on. But the movements of the attention were not very, like it was not going out of the body and mind. It was staying there, but just a little bit shifting the focus. And then when 1 hour was over, it just by itself, I didn't set any alarm clock or anything, but the mind is already used to these 1 hour sittings. It like the mind like reactivated again, and the body, it was possible to move the body. Then I was doing some walking, but the other meditations already were, the body was already more kind of alive. Like I could feel already the sensations in the body and the thing like usually. And I have noticed this already several times in the past, but this was very, very strong. Like during the Dhamma talk, because I have this feeling, I would like to know what Bhante would say about it. I have a feeling that during the Dhamma talk, the focus of the mind is to the Dhamma talk, to the listening of the Dhamma. So it cannot really somehow interfere with the processes that are going on, but still like periphery of the mind is checking what is going on, and this somehow speeds up the process of what. So then it's very intense, but again, when I watch it, when I observe it, it's weakened somehow, or how to say, it seems that the observing mind is still maybe a little bit interfering or influencing what is going on. It's not completely just the observer, just completely detached. That's just my feeling. So what would Bhante say about this state?
Nothing to say, it's okay. So you are... You're going to start seeing things, maybe two things side by side or one after the other. So you can see, still while keeping the track with your primary object, you can be aware of the secondary object, one upon the other or side by side. And learning how to synchronize. And there are no limit. You can go up to 4 objects, 5 objects, 6 objects, like it can go. So at last, you may do even without a primary object. Wherever it goes, how many facets it's having, no problem. Either you can see the whole tapestry, or you can see one pixel, one dot. So likewise, we have two faculties in our mind. So often we, in education, we focus into one pixel, one point, so easily we forget about the system. But in the religious and in the concentration and philosophical way, you are carrying to observe the system, and individual particle become insignificant. They are just a part and partial, it's not important. So there is no discrimination. So everything is in running in a very balanced, natural way. You are just become a neutral observer. But when you are looking at one pixel, one dot, you are also egotistically taken you for a ride, and discrimination and discernment. Mind is so sharp, very, very consumed, demanding. So you have to let that happen in a reciprocal way. One upon the other. And then the best thing is what the mind is doing. You have to take a step back and observe. So this is what's happening. Good.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bhante. Yes, it helped, understand, what is going on. Thank you. And I have a report sent by email by Ges Irada. She asked us to read it. So... Most venerable Bhante, I sat and focused my attention on my sitting posture at first. Soon the attention came to the breath. I was aware of an out-breath. The differences between such as warmth, coolness, hardness, and softness. Observed long in and out-breath, how they took a longer time beginning subtly, getting gross, and fading away at the end. Then the gap. And then the beginning, middle, and end of the long out-breath. At first, the long out-breaths were forceful too, but later on, the whole more subtle than in-breath. Observed short breaths, which preceded, and then some long breaths in between. After some time, I realized my head had bent forward, my chin almost touching the body. When I realized this, I also noticed that there were thoughts going through. It seemed that as soon as I realized this, I was aware of the drooping head. Mindfully, I lifted the head and started focusing on the breath. This happened several times during the sitting. Towards the end, the time I had been carried away with the thoughts was getting less. Thoughts and other aches and pains didn't bother me at all. This movement of the head is a new phenomenon and I experienced. Most Venerable Bhante, much merit to you for this Dhamma Dana, and may you and all yogis realize the noble Dhamma. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
What was the name?
I think it's Anuradha.
Anuradha.
I think. But she's not here right now, or is she? She's not actually. It's written that she's taking care of a granny, so she join and list.
So Anuradha may continue to observe this kind of a self-observation, understanding oneself while practicing. That is the way you have to. You are observing as if you are a third person. So that is the way the vipassana become. Vipassana is differ from samatha. In vipassana, you can observe yourself, what is happening, as if another person, and non-judgmental, and without any preconceived idea. So that is the best medicine for the tension, best answer for the frustration. And therefore, go prepared for that kind of thing. Don't do it. Just let it happen. When it's happening, just understand, this is the way I can look at myself as if I am in front of a CCTV camera. Everything has been recorded. You can put action replay. if sometimes you know, slow motion, you can see what is happening. It's a very healing kind of an experience. Good.
Hello, Bhante. This is Gabby. First of all, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, I would like to thank you very much for every piece of advice, because when I took your advice to heart and followed the instructions, I could feel the progress, and I really had the feeling of understanding my mind still a bit more and more. So I think there were times when I thought that yes, this is awareness, and yeah, maybe the buffalo already sat down and was calm for at least some period of time. Also, I managed to stop being angry with thoughts arising, because that's what I did before. And I'm glad that I finally had moments when I really felt the subtle sensations of the breath. I could not really see and feel before. I had these periods during meditations when I could really see the secondary object as just as being secondary, still having the connection with the primary object, and seeing the secondary object just as if it was a sound. I managed to see a sound and so on, but these were just a couple sessions, and it was already coming to an end of the retreat. So yesterday and today I was not able to come to this point of meditation. So my mind was not prepared for that. To be honest, my mind was prepared to end the retreat and not to have this sharp awareness, because even when I had the primary object and I was seeing that, yes, this is secondary object. For example, some object, I could see, yes, this is a secondary visual object. I was already caught up with the content of the secondary object. So it would probably need some more time to observe and to be aware in such a way as I mentioned before, with that sharp awareness when I felt I am really aware of the primary and also the secondary object. My question for you would be, how can I practice when coming to the ordinary life, when there is some way to practice vipassana? Also, in vipassana a way of practicing without the object, because when I'm at home, I'm probably the more of a meditative type of person. When I rather just sit down and rest and somehow just be aware of being aware, so this awareness of being aware, and I'm not sure if it's okay, if I'm doing it well. It's just I'm just doing it because I feel I am aware at that point, and I feel good with it, and more natural than pressuring myself to follow the breath or some other primary object. So thank you very much.
So as an answer to the question that when you go back to the day-to-day running mode, you can take SMS. You do something whenever possible slowly so that you can be mindful. Slowly, mindfully, silently means you have to listen to your own sounds. When you are doing something, how much sounds you are emitting. So when you are listening to your own sounds, you naturally become self-aware. So SMS means slowly, mindfully, silently. The other advice is that you have to love your body and love your posture. So you have to understand what is the posture I am. Cross-check within a day 10-20 times. It is called proprioception. That is normal. Proprioception is a mental state. It is checking your posture, even when you are in sleeping. So when you are, if you come to know that I am sitting, if I have little time, then only you are going to see the breath or the expansion, contraction. First thing is to understand the posture. If you are in a walking mood, and if the space is there in the mind, then you can see left leg and right leg. Otherwise, you know I am walking. That's enough. You may be eating, brushing your teeth and all the kind of thing. Each and everywhere, just see the posture and make yourself comfortable. And if you do not know how to make yourself comfortable, look at a cat. Cats, they will teach you how to sit, how to walk without any noise, and that is the way. So otherwise, we in Sri Lanka, we have turtles. So turtles also always carrying the tent with them, walking very slowly, and whenever something wrong, tuck the legs and the limbs and inside, just wait. So these are they appear like defensive kind of. Yes, it's defensive kind. Do slowly, mindfully, silently. Be aware of your posture, whatever it may be. And if time permits, you go to the primary object. Sitting, breath, walking left and the right. And sleeping, you can see how you lie down on the bed and what are the touching points like. And if you visit our website, it is called www.satipasala, SATIPASALA, and .org. We have a lot of video clips, walking, sitting, brushing teeth, bathing, yoga exercises, and daily it is coming. So if you are in that side, you can make your own video and put into our website. Okay? What is your specialization? What kind of a job you are going to do?
I'm sorry?
What kind of a job? What is your specialization?
Now it's just paperwork, but I am a dancer, so. I am a dancer, so I mostly do that in my life.
So what is your skill? What is your professional skill, qualification?
Yes, I dance. I just do performances and yes, I dance. So
can you dance with me?
Of course, no problem.
No. You fellows can't do with me because I am such a cosmic as well as international dancer, more than Michael Jackson.
Yes, thank you very much, Bante.
Okay, keep
everything.
SMS in your mind. Say SMS in your heart.
Okay, thank you.
Pozdravujem Banteho.
Hi.
Hello, Bante.
Ja už som dostal nejaké odpovede teraz prostredníctvom Gabiky. A preto budem reflektovať, čo som skúmal včera a dnes ráno, tak ako mi Bante poradil, aby som skúmal moju mysel, alebo skúmal moju mysel, moju lenivú mysel.
I have already received some advices from you through or via Gabi, and now I would like to just report how I applied the instruction you gave me how to deal with my own mind, my own lazy mind. Dobre?
Takže okrem toho, že som skúmal, vždy som mal upriamenú všímavosť na, alebo som sa snažil mať všímavosť na primárny objekt.
Apart from observing myself, I have tried to keep my mindfulness focused on the primary object.
Stále mi prichádzali útržkovité, rôzne rušivé myšlienky.
Fragmented, sudden thoughts kept appearing and kept disturbing me.
Ale keď som sa ako vrátil o krok späť, tak som mohol pozorovať, že aj toto spôsobuje takú ospalosť alebo takú lenivosť, takú no, mysle.
When I took a step back, I could see that also this makes my mind kind of dull or sleepy.
V chôdzi som niekedy musel veľmi všímavosť veľmi spomaliť, aby som dokázal pozornosť mať dnu.
While doing the walking meditation, sometimes I had to slow down very, very much so that I was able to keep my attention inside or within.
Ale zase niekedy moja myseľ bola týmto akoby taká napätá, alebo vnímal som napätie, tak som tu všímavo, alebo tak som zrýchlil pohyb a moja, vnímal som, že síce nevnímam detaily neho objektu, tak ako pri tom spomení, ale vnímal som, že som prítomný.
So my mind got tensed by doing that, so therefore I speeded up a little the pace of my walk. And I was not able to see all the details like before, but still, nevertheless, I was able to keep mindfulness.
No a v meditácii v sede som, keď všímavo pozorujem primárny objekt, tak telo mi postupne akoby chrabne, tak sa uvoľňuje. A ja to vnímam, že tak ako keby padám.
So while doing the sitting meditation, I am maintaining mindfulness on the primary object, and while doing that my body slackens and then I feel as if I were falling down.
Toto pôsobilo na mňa rušivo a najmä večer, už keď som bol dosť unavený, tak nebol som ani schopný cez to prejsť. Cez ten slabý chrbát alebo cez to padanie.
And this disturbed me quite a lot and in the evening session I was not able to go through or handle such a sensation of falling down or weakening of my my backbone. Yeah.
No a ešte na záver poviem, že ako mal som taký veľmi rušivý spánok, mal som pocit, že mám ako črevnú chrípku, napriek tomu, že som naposledy jedol na obed, tak proste som mal, že sa mi niečo deje v črevách a veľa som chodil močiť.
I also have to report that my sleep was a kind of disturbed and I felt that perhaps I have a flu in my intestine. I, even though my last meal was lunch, but still I had to pee many times and I had a kind of disturbance in my intestines, which also disturbed my sleep.
A ešte som zabudol spomenúť, že prichádzali mi také myšlienky súdenia, to som si tiež uvedol počas dňa, súdenia alebo hodnotenia iných, ale som si to uvedomoval a snažil som sa byť vďačný za to, že to môžem vnímať.
Also, I forgot to say that during the day I have observed or noticed judgmental thoughts. Mind was judging other people, but I recognized it, and then I felt grateful that I was able to recognize it. So thank you, and that's all.
So in sitting meditation, in a normal, not in the evening, morning time, how many minutes will it take for him to fall asleep? Just at the beginning or after the middle?
V meditácii v sede, koľko minút ti trvá, než sa dostaneš do takéhoto ospalého stavu? Deje sa to hneď na začiatku sedenia alebo uprostred sedenia?
No áno, niekedy je to veľmi zakrátko, za 5 minút už. A niekedy vydržím dlho a je to v strede, ale niekedy je to už krátko po začiatku.
Occasionally it's very shortly. It sets in like after 5 minutes. At other times, it also happens in the middle of the session.
So usually in the morning time, that is natural. So under such circumstances, he has to learn the art of noting, art of labeling. So whenever he is sitting and doing with the primary object, if it is a breath, note each in-breath as in, out-breath as out. In, out, in, out. So noting need energy that arouse. In walking, he has to each time touch the left leg, not as left. Right leg, right. Left, right. Left, right. That is giving additional energy, additional alignment. So therefore, for the sleepiness, during both in sitting and walking, noting, and he has to do a lot of walking meditation to mobilize energy, and then only sitting will be more energy, more diligent, more vigilant, and usually evenings you have to have a lot of walking than morning. That's it.
Obvykle keď sa to deje ráno, tak to je niečo prirodzené, avšak v takejto situácii je treba, aby si sa naučil umeniu označovania. Čiže označuj každý nádych ako nádych, výdych ako výdych. Čiže toto označovanie ti tiež pridá, alebo ti akoby dá viac energie. On ťa to viac ako preberie, prebudí. Čiže nádych, výdych a takéto všímavé označovanie dýchu. A potom tiež v meditácii v chôdzi, vždy keď sa dotkne ľavá noha, označíš ľavá, dotkne sa práva, označíš práva, čiže ľavá, práva, ľavá, práva. Čiže takéto toto označovanie ti akoby pridá energiu, potrebnú energiu a taktiež, keď vystane táto ospalosť, keď vystáva ospalosť počas sedenia, tak je dobré robiť viac meditáciu v chôdzi, čiže tá mobilizuje energiu a potom je následne aj sedenie je viac živé, alebo máš viac bdelosti, viac pozornosti, ostražitosti a obvykle potom večer je tiež dobré robiť viac meditáciu v chôdzi.
Takto ešte by som chcel, ja nemám pocit, že to je akoby ospalosť, ale že to je skôr ako keby, že mám slabý chrbát. Nevnímam, že idem spať.
Mm-hmm.
Že to je slabosť mojho chrbta.
Sleepiness, as if
nedokážem...
falling asleep, but rather weakness of my back. I am not able to hold my back straight.
So there, if that is the case, that in the walking, that cannot be. Because in the walking... there are no concentration to the backbone, you are just walking. So therefore in sitting, if it is a weakness in your backbone, the pain also can happen, that is against sleepiness. The sleepiness can be a good sign to check it, whether it's a good or bad. You have to keep on noting sleepiness, the left and the right, or in-breath and out-breath. And when we feel sleepy, notice as sleepy. That's the way you are going to take it face to face with, rather than sneaking and taking you for a ride.
Čiže toto sa nemôže diať v prípade meditácie v chôdzi, pretože v chôdzi sa sústredíme nie na chrbát, chrbticu, ale na ľavú a pravú, na kráčanie. Čiže ak v sedení sa objavuje takáto slabosť, tak tiež bolesť chrbta môže spôsobiť ospalosť. A čiže ospalosť tiež môže byť akoby dobré znamenie. A ak sa takto objavuje, tak ale je dôležité ju tiež označovať. Čiže ľavá, pravá, ľavá, pravá, keď robíš chôdzu a potom nádych, výdych, keď sedíš a sleduješ dých a potom ospalosť, ospalosť, ospalosť. A takto keď ju označíš, tak sa jej postavíš tvárou v tvár, čeliš jej s všímavosťou, miesto toho, aby si jej podlahol, alebo aby ťa ona odviedla do nejakých ďalších myšlienok.
Ďakujem ctihodnému. Aj tebe, Lukáš.
Thank you, Venerable. Thank you for translation.
Dobrý deň, Bante.
Hello, Bante.
Chcel by som sa opýtať takú doplňujúcu otázku k tomu, čo predchádzajúci dostal odpoveď, že označovanie ospanlivý, ospanlivý, ako dlho by som mal zostať pri tomto a kedy sa už vrátiť k primárnemu objektu?
I'd like to ask an additional question to what you have answered to the previous question. So regarding the labeling of sleepiness, when I'm labeling sleepy, sleepy, how long shall I stay with that noting? And when shall I go back to the primary object?
So once sleepiness gone, you can understand the mobilizing. The energy become not slimy. Instead, it become energizing. So then you can go to the primary object. Again, if sleepiness sets in, you're not as sleepy, sleepy. Whenever you come to the primary object, you're not the in-breath, out-breath, in-breath, out-breath, rising, falling like.
Keď sa ospalosť stráti, tak ty pochopíš alebo si uvedomíš, že si zmobilizoval energiu a že už nie si ospalý, unavený, ale miesto toho si nabitý energiou, máš viac energie a vtedy ideš na primárny objekt a na ňom zotrvávaš a potom opäť, keď vyvstane ospalosť alebo ťa akoby mysel zastrie ospalosť, tak opäť ju označuješ, ospalosť, ospalosť a potom, keď zasa odíde, tak sa vráti na primárny objekt a potom označuješ nádych, výdych alebo zdvíhanie, klesanie, takto.
Ďakujem. Ak môžem ešte jednu otázku. Neviem ju celkom dobre sformulovať, tak som váhal, či sa to pýtať. Na chvíľu som mal taký dojem, keď som bol tu pred budovou, že ako keby som prestal vnímať objekt, padli mi oči na stromy konceptuálne. A zjavil sa tam určitá obava, že sa nebudem môcť vrátiť späť k bežnému mysleniu. Ako s týmto zaobchádzať? Jednak s tým, s tou obavou, ak je reálna, tak ako sa vrácať späť k bežnému fungovaniu mysle? Ale bol to len taký záblesk a ťažko mi je to opísať.
So thank you and may I have a further question, even though I'm not able to articulate it well or properly, but nevertheless, let me try. So while being outside in front of the building for a short time, briefly, I had an impression or a feeling as if my mind stopped to conceptually perceive phenomena or things. And then I was overwhelmed by a worry that what if I would not be able to regain my conceptual ability to think, So so my question is how to work with such kind of worry and whether it is possible or it can eventually happen that one could lose such kind of conceptual ability of mind to think, like conceptually think, And so in general, how to come back to a more common way of functioning or common mode of being, of mind. Of course, this experience was just only a glimpse and it's hard to describe.
Yeah, of course it is hard because it's a mind game. Mind is always thinking. It can't exist without thinking. Always thinking me and not me. And occasionally it sees there are in between in-breath and out-breath, in between two thoughts, in between two sounds. So whenever it happens, the mind appear like a threat. It appear like a discontinuation. Then mind itself is worrying, asking answers from us. So it will never work. It's just a hallucination. It's not a mental game. So I read a book known as The Stroke of Insight by Jill Ball Taylor. And she says she experienced it. And that was almost like Nibbana, almost like the liberation. But she's not Buddhist. She says if you are a Buddhist, you make all because no thinking. And later, she developed the system how to come back to her normal mind. It took 8 years, then only worries happen. Then only tension happen. We are so happy with worries and tension, that's why we are asking for thinking.
Čiže isté, že je ťažké to popísať, lebo je to iba hra mysle. Čiže mysel stále premýšľa. Ona nedokáže existovať bez premýšľania. Takže premýšľa v zmysle ja, mne, ale obvykle, alebo teda, ale niekedy sa môže stať, alebo niekedy, alebo sú určité okamžiky, napríklad medzi nádychom a výdychom, alebo medzi dvoma myšlienkami, medzi dvoma zvukmi, kedy je akási prestávka alebo medzera a túto vlastne, tú myseľ vníma ako akúsi hrozbu, ohrozenie, ako by nepokračovala. A vtedy vyvstane táto obava alebo tento strach, čiže avšak tá myseľ sa vždy vráti, že toto sú len také akoby halucinácie mysle, takéto obavy. Čiže bola jedna žena, ktorá napísala knihu akoby Porážka v hladu. Porážka v hladu. A vlastne tam ona hovorí, že ona zažila tiež takýto stav, ktorý bol úplne bez myslenia, úplne bez myšlienok. A ona nebola budistka, ale ona to prirovnáva k nibáne alebo k oslobodeniu. Stav, kde vôbec není žiadne myslenie. A potom ona neskôr rozvinula akýsi tiež systém, ako navodí tento stav, ako sa z neho vrátiť späť. To je trvalo 8 rokov. Čiže avšak my sme tiež pripútaní k našim obavám. My sme radi, keď my sme už tak zvyknutí na naše starosti, obavy, strachy, že oni sú nám blízke a preto, keď mysel sa na chvíľku rozpustí alebo není prítomné myslenie, tak my chceme, aby opäť bolo prítomné, lebo sme na neho tak zvyknutí.
Ďakujem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bante.
Ďakujem.
Bante, this is Gabi again. I would have one more question. I've experienced some kind of dizziness during some meditations. It happened in the middle of the sitting and it was when I had my eyes closed. It was like being in some kind of in the middle of some tornado and like everything was turning around. And I tried to just to observe it a couple times, but I did not manage to handle it every time it happened. So I opened my eyes, and when I opened my eyes, the thing was kind of shaking from side to side. And when it was too intense, I had to quit the session. It happened in the sitting. So I had to quit the session and go for walking session. So I'm not sure what to do in these situations because it feels like I'm going to faint or it is really, really unpleasant.
And not so unfortunate, because you have done a good thing, because when such a thing happens, you can just open your eyes and you understand it is not really something to be frightening. It is not something to be frightened. And then you can get up and go different. But you have a desire, you have to go through it. It's a very nice one. Whenever such a thing happens, uncertainty is the main thing. You feel like outcasted, you don't know boundaries, you don't know where am I, and everything is in a cyclone-like. So just be. Just being, not reaction. So slowly, slowly you have to go. The first and foremost is you have to go prepared. Today also that can happen. If it happens, I will just go through. Instead of calculating and reacting or kind of thing. And so if it is unbearable, open your eyes. Get up and go. But one day, definitely, no sooner, you will go through it without much of panicking, without much of distractions. Then only you can understand these things are mind-made things. If you have steadfast mindfulness, you can just be aware with your primary object and let the cyclone to go, let the tornado to go, you just be. So you are preparing yourself now. Soon I hope you will go through the eye of the tornado.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So I can see Samantha raised her hand. So Samantha, you can come with your question.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, Bhante. I have two questions, Bhante. First one is, I still I keep getting confused about the two words, sampajanna and yoniso manasikara. While I understand that sampajanna is clear comprehension, I also just wondering, like, I can be robbing a bank with clear comprehension, and so so then when Bhante said yesterday the moral shame and the moral fear, then it got me thinking maybe that's the distinguish thing, but I'm not sure. So I've also heard that this yonis in manisikara comes into in connection with this sati sampajanna. So just want to clarify the two meanings and the importance of sati with sampajanna, and when I should use manasikara as well. That's the first question. And the second question, in regard to my practice, having listened to Bhante's talks and precise instructions on mindfulness, and it's only now that I realized that I'm starting to become mindful after all these years. Whilst doing the meditation, I'm happy and content to be with the primary object. And my mind naturally inclines to go with the primary object. However, I realize, and also there are secondary thoughts as well coming into it, the secondary object. Then I realize I don't give much attention. I acknowledge that there are thoughts. And then I shouldn't go storytelling and get involved in the thoughts and then go back to the primary object. But in the daily day life situations, I realize when I get out of my cushion, I have to interact with the outside world and all sorts of, everything coming through my six senses. It's very complicated, but now Bhante has put this thing about going ahead with being more prepared into my mind. I'm now considering that, preparing myself and I try to be in the present moment, but sometimes at the moment, because of my inexperience, I react. But I'm beginning to be more mindful now, especially to negative situations. Now I'm understanding that it's due to my defilements. Before I would think that I'm nothing wrong with me. It's the outside, the secondary, the outside person or the world that is causing my the problem. But now I'm beginning to think, you know, it's because of my wantings within me and my expectations. And if they're not forthcoming, I blame the outside for not getting my way. So I'm more aware of it now. And I realize the outside is not, I have no control. So I'm able to sort of like now accept it and then gradually, hopefully, develop method during my practice to, deal with it accordingly. And also to be, having listened to all the reports from the participants in the Awori Center, I've learned how to be more honest within myself and in their reportings, and they've taught me as well. That's what I would like to sort of like report, Bhante.
Yeah, simply say you're learning how to develop the beginner's mind. That's a very beautiful, very difficult for elderly people. Young people are always in the beginner's mind. So when that happens, everyone is equal. So therefore, when the beginner's mind happens, sati sampajanya is natural. As far as you are developing the beginner's mind, sampajanya is happening, clear comprehension. And then incorporation of the moral shame and the moral fear, it is natural. Each and every one of us are naturally good, originally good. So therefore, whenever we are going to be smart only, we do dirty things. Our natural beginner's mind is very beautiful. So in our mindful family, we declare, we open, share with others, then we become born again Buddhists. We become born again Buddhists. So we can enlighten others also. Just simply be open. And whenever that happened, all the other serious good qualities like Sampajanya and Yonsumanskara, it's natural to happen. By analyzing and by book knowledge and by definitions, you are misled, you are bewildered, because there are no fixed meanings for them. They are evolving as you evolve. So therefore, your present knowledge is enough. Continue with mindfulness. See how they are evolving as you develop.
Thank you, Bhante. So what exactly is the difference between the two words?
One thing is manasikara, other one is wisdom. Jnana and manasikara, two mental concomitants.
Mm. And sampajanya?
Panya, that is wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah. So right. Manasikara is adverting of the mind. Manasikara.
Manasikara. Oh, I see. Okay. So sampajanya is the wisdom, looking at it, and the other one is looking at directing the, adverting. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Bhante, and thank you for all your teachings. I'm very grateful. Sadhu,
welcome.
Sadhu,
welcome.
Sadhu.
So Anuradha, are you there now, if you want to? I had additional question, because Anuradha has written into the chat that she just joined.
Už tu není. Už tu Anuradha není.
Už není. Oh, okay, she left again. Okay, so... Okay. It seems like there are no more questions. But if we still have five more minutes, I would just like to give a very short a comment on something that Bhante, you said in the previous Dhamma talk. And I was very, very happy to hear that you said that actually you now encounter or meet many yogis whose minds are ready. And it really made me very happy, because all these... I call it like corona madness going on, in sweeping all across the planet now. And one of the theory is that many people started to awaken. So that's why Mara took all his forces and tried to like knock down the minds of people and bring them back into fear and slavery. But this process is not so easy to stop, and many people will be awakening. But for me, it was actually this situation was really a kick to speed up the, my effort. Because before I thought like, oh, so I still have time, it's okay. I can find it the way later. But now I thought like, well, I really have to work hard. I really have to go into meditation. So actually it was like a catalyst situation for me. But I was not sure whether it's really universal. So I was very, very pleased to hear when Bhante said that there are many students now coming to him that are ready and can walk the whole way through. So thank you so much, Bhante, for your teachings really and helping us searching for the way out to find the proper way. So thank you, Sandhu, Sandhu, Sandhu.
So for your information, I let you know, and, last 2 days I had a very serious 2 meetings whereby National Education of National Institute of Education and Minister of Education completely accepted my idea of mindful school. They are going to give 10 minutes at the beginning each day and 10 minutes at the middle of the day and one period, that means 40 minutes 1 week. So we are now seriously writing syllabuses, and 4.45 million children.
That's wonderful, Bhante. Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is
0.25 teachers.
Very good.
And we are going to train master trainers, 50 master trainers next week, next month, first onward.
Wow.
So I am the main person, and together with Chandratana Hamidro, so they will teach instructors and they will take to the teachers and the students. I am directly talking to the teachers, to students now. I am directly talking to the team through radio and visuals. They are catching like viral. They are more than corona.
Mm.
So be happy. Be ready.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Very good. Very good. Wonderful. So hopefully we can also manage to open some mindfulness schools here in Slovakia, or at least introduce some of the mindfulness trainings for the children. Very good. Very good. I'm really happy to hear that. So thank you so much. And well, Samantha is raising her hand, but I'm not sure. Do we still have time, Bhante? Is it okay? And for another question?
Claudia, it's not really a question. I forgot to actually ask I know Bhante put the talks yesterday on the web chat. Thank you. Would the talks, the recordings of the questions and answers, will they also be made available later on? Because I'm not sure where I could find the talks.
I think they are all there on the website. I think both the Dhamma talks and the question and answer sessions, they are published.
They're all there, is it? Ah, okay, I'll have a look. Thank you.
Yeah, you can open. Claudia will show you how to open it.
Thank you, Bhante. Thank you.
Okay, we say goodbye.
So thank you very much. Yes, ďakujeme, Lukáš, and thank you for this last session with question and answer. And see you at 1 o'clock last time. Ďakujeme.
Thank you. Sadu, sadu.
Sadu, sadu, sadu.
Sadu, sadu, sadu. Te len sa najmä.
Sadu. Ďakujem ti pekne.